Welcome to The Ether. Today is Thursday, March 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol, and it's refundable, and all decisions are based on community voting power. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes and check them out online at WeFund.app. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Lunatic Clubhouse launch and AMA event hosted by SuperTerra. Let's take a listen.
The Lunatic Club. What I'd like to do initially is allow each of the team members to introduce themselves, and then we'll start to go into a series of questions that have been put before us in advance of this call. But as the call goes on, we will be encouraging people from the floor to ask their own questions as well. So in terms of handing over, I guess it would make sense to start with the Lunatic Club Twitter yourselves, and then we'll just work our way around the team.
Yeah, sure thing. So hi, everybody. So first of all, thank you a lot for having us here. We're really excited to have this opportunity to present the Clubhouse, our vision and what some of our goals are. So I'm Vico, the lead developer and executive manager of the Lunatic Clubhouse. And well, I'll give you some background about how I got into Terra. So mostly it was because I had a cat who was named Luna. And I was super into crypto at that time, and I really liked that name, which actually let me discover the power of the Terra ecosystem, the USD, and I then just fell in love with being a lunatic. So as I'm dealing with the developing of the Clubhouse, as a background in coding, I'm coding since I was 10 years old. I started with C++, then moved to Python. And then I got into Rust, which is for me a more hybrid of a language. And then started learning about CosmoWasm. And I would really recommend to give it a try to anyone in the audience here. I think that right now what's happening in this ecosystem is that we're in DevLand. And everyone should learn how to interact with smart contracts because we'll always have the upper hand. And one more thing that I would like everyone to know is that we'll take a snapshot of everyone that stays until the end of the Twitter Spaces, and we'll give away some wildly spots and the free mint. And we'll also make a kind of big announcement. I'll let the others introduce themselves.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Vico. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. I'm very excited for the first Twitter space that we're hosting. And I'm very excited to give some insights about the club as well. To give a short introduction about myself, I am the surfer dude from the Discord. As you might notice, I'm a big fan of the ocean, but I'm also a big fan of the Terra ecosystem. Just to give a little bit of a background of my crypto, I've actually learned crypto, not from a friend, but actually from a book. It was, I think, 2018 when I learned. And it's called The Crypto Book, made by Sam Kidd. who actually helped me a lot understanding the crypto and the decentralized world that we are living in right now and the Web 2.0. So after that, I start researching different layers one from Elrond to AVAX, Phantom, and many others. But I must say that after discovering Luna and the Terra ecosystem, it became my main investment. I'm saying this because I believe in Terra mission and I believe also in the power of the USD. Because after understanding the ecosystem, how it works, I was hooked by it. And also I was hooked by the communities that form around Terra. Of course, there are communities on the other blockchains as well, but I think our Terraverse is growing very organically, which is something I really like, and is something that I hope it would maintain for the future as well. In a 3.0 world, I believe that the communities that are building around the blockchain brings the most value, and I think this is the mission that the Lunatics have for now. So yeah, thank you guys again for being here. So excited to present more.
All right, so I'm the last one of the three to introduce himself. My name is Radu. I'm the lead developer and stage director of this project. And I'd like to thank, obviously, our host and all of you guys for joining us today. I hope you'll have a good time listening to us. So I'm also looking forward to give you some more information about what we're doing. Actually, the way I found out about Terra and this ecosystem was from my colleagues that are here with me today. So they're the ones I should be thanking for this. I'm really having a good time on this blockchain. And I'm enjoying the communities, and I think there's a long way to go. So thank you so much.
Excellent. And I think your theme echoes the journey that many of us have had. I think the community in Terra is something else, really incredibly welcoming, incredibly friendly. And I love the fact that your journey, even indirectly, started through the name of a cat. I think that's absolutely fantastic. I'm a big fan of cats. So the cat called Luna has a lot to answer for, in a positive way. So that's a great story. And I also love the fact that you're into the technical side of understanding the ecosystem. And that's something I'll confess. I am a happy amateur. I am a programmer, but in a more traditional context, but I think it's fantastic that you guys are coming at it from a development point of view. And also for me, the nice lead-in, I guess the next question is obviously we're all about community here. You're very much building a community project. Can you tell me more and tell everyone who is on this space or will be listening afterwards what the Lunatic Club is all about?
Yeah, sure. So actually, the Lunatic Clubhouse is a collection of contributors from various Terra NFT communities. So the Clubhouse's goal is to bring those communities together through recreational social gambling and other challenges. So we are looking to create inclusion on the Terra ecosystem and create a place where people can get daily entertained with new activities and ways to interact with each other. So that's what we found out that was missing from the Terra ecosystem, the entertainment part. And basically, the Lunatic Clubhouse is a project that is to be built on top of the already existing communities on Terra. Although the Clubhouse will have the entertainment games like Blackjack, Roulette, or Craps to provide early liquidity, our mission is more focused on the social and entertainment aspect of the community and of the Terraverse. So we want to emphasize more on the Terra and bring challenges and different Easter eggs that we believe will raise engagement and interconnection between the different communities that have already been built on Terra.
So essentially, the Clubhouse is all about bringing together the fantastic series of communities that are already developing around Terra, whether they're based around particular projects, but actually having that kind of shared space and shared opportunity to come together. Is there anything else you want to sort of share at this stage about the club itself? I know there's quite a number of questions that I've got ready to walk us through, but at a kind of a very high level. If there's anything else you want to share, otherwise we can move on to the specifics.
Well, exactly as you mentioned, probably we should talk a bit about the Lunatic Vote, as this is our way of bringing the communities together. And I'll let my colleague speak about it.
Yeah, sure. So basically, the Lunatic Vote, we introduced the Lunatic Vote that allows Lunatics to choose their favorite NFT community to compete in the first season of Lunatic Clubhouse. So basically, we want to create what Victor said, to connect all those communities and to create this engagement between them and to interconnect them. Because we think that by doing this, everybody can actually share with the other communities, which, as you said, we want to build on top of them. So basically, this is the goal that the Clubhouse has. So we introduced the Lunatic Vote. And we introduced the Lunatic Vote because the vote allows the Lunatics to vote for their favorite NFT collection out there. So the first 7 communities will compete in the Lunatic Championship. So basically, after the snapshot we'll make for the Lunatic Vote, the leaderboard will be created by the votes that actually came from our snapshot. So the championship trophy will be awarded for the community that earns the most Lunatic points in the Clubhouse. The primary goal of the Lunatics is to accumulate the points, as many points as possible, in order to climb the leaderboard. The further up the score your community is, the better. Certain milestones and in the leaderboard will be awarded for airdrops, prizes, and giveaways. The challenges for points will be available through a variety of games, including, of course, blackjack, roulette, craps. But we also want to introduce a lot of Easter eggs in the Clubhouse and non-gambling games. So we want to create a lot of challenges for the Lunatics in order to interact more, and not only on the gambling side, but also on the creative and entertainment side. So the communities competing in the season all will be modified every month. When we start the first season, the last 2 communities on the leaderboard will have to compete with the first 2 communities who still participate in the Lunatic Vote in order to maintain their position. We want to do this because Luna is constantly, the Terraverse is constantly growing. So other NFT projects will come in our Terraverse. So by doing this, we actually give the opportunity for every Terra NFT collection to actually express and maybe come in the leaderboard and start earning some points for the season 1. When the website will be launched, everybody can connect to their wallet and actually deploy with their favorite NFT. So let's take an example of Gucci. If you choose to hang out in the club and join challenges with the Gucci, certain achievements and milestones will be granted and will be granted for the Gucci. So we'll actually participate for the Gucci team. As I said, as better as you grow in this leaderboard, the better. So there will be certain giveaways and a lot of prizes for our Lunatics that actually will compete in this Lunatic Vote and on our championship. Yeah.
Excellent. And I encourage people to visit the Discord. And I can tell you at this stage, there are some quite exciting projects at the top of the leaderboard, some that you would expect, the likes of Galactic Punks and Lunar Bulls. The Crunks have a very strong community. And one of my favorite stories is you added a second series of more recent NFT projects. And it's really great to see the Skeleton Punks are actually, at the moment, beating everyone, which is fantastic. So, you know, credit. I love the community feel. And as someone who's joined the site a few weeks ago, really easy to use. The roles are great. And it's shaping up to be a lot of fun. And so with that in mind, obviously we have the vote and the regular competitions. The next question really is around, and I'm intrigued myself, can you tell us more about the Crew NFT collection?
Yes, thank you so much for that. So as you guys can tell by now, our project is called Lunatic Clubhouse, but actually our NFT collection is going to be called the Crew. And I'm just going to tell you guys a bit of background about how we actually started with our NFTs. So in the first stages of developing them, we were actually thinking of doing membership clubs to the Clubhouse. So it was going to be sort of like a members club. This was actually because we didn't want to create a new community from scratch. Instead, we wanted to build on top of the current Terra developments and the new ones. And this was our initial plan, and it's the plan we're still following. However, the more we were debating and brainstorming of the subject, we came to the realization that we wanted to add more traits and elements to our NFTs, which would encourage, you know, collecting them and trading them and so on. And this is how we came to the Crew collection. This will engage some roleplay. So how we got the Crew was by breaking down the Clubhouse into 6 different departments, and they would be the employees of the Clubhouse. So we have the security department, the dealers department, food and beverage. The food and beverage department is actually split into chefs, bartenders, and waiters. Then we have the entertainers, managers, and founders. And obviously, all of these different departments are going to have different rarities. This is just one of our traits. We're going to have many more. And each of these departments is very important to the clubhouse, as they all have their specific jobs. And in this way, we believe that our customers can be a part of the Lunatic Clubhouse story, regardless of what other communities they like or which communities they're a part of. So this is how we engaged in some sort of role assigning for these communities. And of course, we'll write some more information about the design and concept of our NFTs to our new website, which is actually coming soon. And another important aspect of our background of our NFTs is the background that we're going to be using. It's important to us because the backgrounds will represent different rooms of the clubhouse. So by designing the different backgrounds for the NFTs, we're actually designing the whole interior of the clubhouse, and you'll be able to get an idea of what it's going to look like on the inside. And we have a long list, but I'm going to tell you about three of them right now, as sort of we can call it a sneak peek. So the first one that we're using is the rooftop bar. And this is going to be where most of the partying and drinking is going to take place in our clubhouse. Is where the Terraverse members are going to come to blow off some steam, have a good time, and dance to the best music in the Terraverse. And also for our lore, a lot of the entertainment department will be in this area, of course, since it's the socializing areas. And this is also where the bartenders will be spending their time, as the party never stops in the clubhouse. We then have the Lunatic Council, which is where the big decisions are made by the DAO. We will actually have an interesting process of becoming part of the council. This, however, will happen in the second quarter of development, so the founders and managers can be found at the council as well. And the final background that I'm going to tell you guys about is the messy bathroom. So many things have happened in this bathroom, and there's a lot of mystery surrounding it. And you'll have to stay tuned to our lore channel on our Discord to find out more about it. And obviously, I have much more to say about the NFTs. I think I can speak about this for a few hours, but I'm super excited to hear your opinion once we have the reveal. So stay tuned, guys.
Marvelous. I just got this vision of having a few drinks on the rooftop bar, going down to the messy bathroom, and perhaps popping by to see the council. So that's great. Those are sneak peeks, particularly the bathroom I wasn't aware of.
Yeah, they were quite proud of that one, actually.
So I think what I'm seeing here, and again, just to kind of, I guess, bring it more to life, is this is very much creating a virtual club with its own identity, bringing projects together, but actually creating its own structure that where we can all kind of party, chat, engage, collaborate. Would that be a fair assessment of the social side of it?
Exactly, yeah, you got that right.
Marvelous. So you mentioned the council, and one of the other questions that we have is, can you tell us a bit more about the process of joining the council? And is there any more information that you can give to us about it at this stage?
Well, there is something I can tell you about it. So in order to enter the council, the Lunatic Council, you need more than just your crew member. So since we want to grow the community that we built organically, we also want the council to have a steady growth. And in order to understand this process, I should give you some more information about our NFT. So every single one of our crew members is going to be wearing a badge that will have the word Lunatic written on it. However, some of the letters of the word are going to be missing, and these crew members will need to complete the word in order to become part of the DAO. And this will ensure a steady and organic growth for our Lunatic Council. And as you might not be able to tell right now, but the word Lunatic actually has 7 letters. So it fits in very well with our, we're minting 7,777 NFTs, and it fits in very well with our concept.
And I also wondered if there was an element of lucky 7 about the number as well.
Well, I guess everyone's going to have to stay tuned and find out what we're preparing about that.
Excellent. Look forward to that. So the next question that's been posed is, can you tell us all about the treasury allocation plans?
Well, of course, yes, we have a plan in mind for how the Luna is going to be distributed after our mint. Once the platform is up and running, we'll be running some events based on community engagement and social betting, you know, as I spoke about before. of and the profits from these events will actually be split between the crew members. So this is one of the utilities that we will be giving to the crew members. Of course, this is an alpha, and we want to use the treasury and Luna value in order to enter DeFi protocols and so on. So in order to raise the value of the whole project. And this will be done by investing in different Terra communities, such as Anchor Protocol, for example. So yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, Anchor would be just the beginning. We can actually go and develop further on as the DAO grows, and actually our Lunatics can vote on the decision that the DAO makes. So Anchor is just going to be the beginning. We want to expand on different DeFi protocols, because I think that another part of Luna and why Luna is so powerful is that we actually need to embrace the USD and to bring value to Terra. And I think that we can bring value to Terra together, creating this DAO, but also the council is more emphasized as well on the clubhouse. So we want to bring with this DAO, we actually want to build it slowly and to have a steady growth, to grow it organically, step by step. That's why we're introducing the badges that Radu just presented, because as we grow organically, we want actually the Lunatics to start run the clubhouse at some point. So actually taking step by step, we can actually achieve the goal that a decentralized worldly wants, to actually run down something. So I think that without the help of the Lunatics, this this whole council cannot be done. So that's why we're announcing it in the second quarter of this year, and this is the reason why we're actually doing this, because we want to grow organically, and we don't want this DAO to be an ordinary one. We just want to have the base structure through the first member, and then to actually people can join step by step, one by one, and actually creating the council itself. So yeah, this is the ideology behind it.
Fantastic. And what I really like, as someone who obviously is heavily involved in the Terra space, as enjoying the different projects and communities, is that you've used the magic word there, several magic words: community, organic, which I think is really important, because it's all about growing it naturally and creating a buzz, awareness, and everything else, which I think is great. I think with that in mind, you've already kind of mentioned that quite a few of these things are some way away, which is not a bad thing. So what have you got planned as you lead up to the mint of the initial NFT collection?
So I'll take this one. So right now, one of our priorities is for sure launching the official website. So this, what you can see on our Twitter, is only the presenting the alpha of the website. We'll make a bigger description to reach out to other people from other blockchains as well, to come up and join the Lunatics. And also the NFT reveal, both of which will come next week, probably. And as some coming up reveals, we have the marketplace announcement for sure. And what we're super excited about is a teaser trailer that will come shortly before the mint. So you will see a little about how the experience will be around the around the clubhouse. And of course, we have lots of other announcements to make about giveaways and collaborations with other communities. And as I told you before, if you stay until the end of the Twitter space, you might find out something interesting. And yeah.
Fantastic. So lots of things to look forward to over the coming weeks and months. And I think with that in mind, the next question almost feels a little bit similar in some ways. So obviously we talked about lead up to mint. Perhaps you can just expand a little bit more on some of the next steps that you're actually considering at the moment for the project overall.
Basically, we'll say what we'll do after mint a little. So shortly after the mint, we'll start season one of the Lunatic Clubhouse with the top seven communities that will win the Lunatic vote. And with those seven communities, we'll launch a first episode of the movie series we're planning with characters from different communities. And after that, we'll start creating the different tournaments for the communities, which will add points to the Lunatic leaderboard. And all for sure, at the end of the season one, the community that has the most points will win a big prize from the Lunatic Clubhouse. So it's mostly like an entertainment tournament between all the communities.
And when we refer about entertaining, so this is just one path, because with this leaderboard, actually, we want to implement as many challenges as possible in order for the already existing communities to interact to each other more. We know this is a big challenge that we're taking on, because the Terraverse is very vast, and maybe some of the project may disagree with us, because we are still in the early steps, we are still in alpha, so we have to build trust in the Terraverse first. So people need to actually, Lunatics need to hear us and need to see that we are actually providing what we are saying. But I think that our team is actually working 24/7 for this, so we are actually very involved, and we don't want to promise things that we can't deliver. So there are, of course, a lot of conversation that we're having with other teams and other other projects as well. But I think, again, we want to grow organically, we want to take it step by step. And I think that the things that we actually just reached to you right now, it's actually achievable, and the team is working on them. So we are very excited with this plan. We want to stick with it. And yeah, I'm very excited for the NFTs. I like the crew collection, and I think there are so many Easter eggs prepared for the Lunatics out there. So yeah, I can't wait to actually share it with the whole community and to receive their feedback. And yeah.
Cool. And you've indicated, you know, a number of Easter eggs are coming. And I mean, I, for one, just to give a bit of context for people on this call, I've had a number of really good conversations with you guys over the last few weeks, and really excited and very honored to be asked to host this tonight. My time, because I appreciate it's different times of the day for different people in different parts of the world, but it's the evening for me. But I think for me, what I think is most exciting is your whole project is all about embracing the community ethos. And for me, it's very much an opportunity as well to create something that could be quite powerful in the new sort of metaverse that's starting to emerge. So I, for one, am very excited about that. And I'm also keen to maybe tease out the odd Easter egg or two. And perhaps whilst we're doing that, can I also encourage people who are listening who'd like to ask questions to request, and then we'll obviously tee you all up to put questions to the panel over the next few minutes. So first of all, I'm encouraged to tease out an Easter egg, or at least I'll try. I've succeeded on a few spaces doing this as well, so we'll see how this one goes.
Yeah, actually, one Easter egg that we prepare for now, actually, for everybody that's actually joined this Twitter space, is a new giveaway and campaign, actually, that we are doing with our friends at Levana Dragons. It's such an amazing community, and actually we love that we can actually do this. So please, guys, after this call, and actually I think we can post it, it will be posted now, you can actually see that we're actually making a campaign, a trivia game with Levana, and there are plenty of Easter eggs there that we are preparing along the way. It's going to be a 7-week trivia game, and I actually encourage people to join the Discord and actually learn more about the things that we prepared in this event. So yeah, I think it's going to be amazing, and I'm very excited about it. I'm actually a big fan of Levana Dragons, and it was one of my dreams actually to reach out to those guys and actually create this. And I think that the openness that the Terra space has, and the community, especially, grow something that people believe in, as I said, to build trust, I think it's amazing. And we actually don't want to miss this opportunity, and we want to actually succeed it, because we think that we can bring value to Terra, and we can actually bring value to the communities that already existing in Terra and non-Terra NFT communities. Yep. So actually check out our Twitter, guys. The announcement will be made shortly, and also join the Discord in order to see how you can actually join. I'm just going to say here, it really involves Dragon in this campaign.
And that's more than I was expecting. That's fantastic, Alf. I mean, Levana Dragons are obviously one of the premium projects that have launched in Terra. I love their multi-stage, you know, hatching. And in my case, I've ended up with a lot of dust. I don't know if anyone else can relate to that. But it's all good fun, and a really nice long build-up campaign. And obviously for those who are lucky enough to actually be hatching dragons, good luck. I think there's a lot in the nesting phase at the moment. So that's fantastic. I think that's a really interesting link up. So as I say, don't be shy. Normally on my spaces, we're all very friendly. It's all a friendly community. Any questions you want to ask? So obviously this is a new and different opportunity where the Lunatic Clubhouse is looking to bring together lots of different groups of passionate individuals and bring us all in a kind of common cause, if you like, to have fun, share ideas, learn, win prizes, and really build that broader based Terror community. I think it's fair to say, for those of you who've listened to my discussions before, I still consider that we're all extremely early here. It's incredible when you look at the size of the markets here versus ETH for NFTs, and the potential upside is huge. And I think as well, we should all be very happy with the current position of Terra Luna. Once again, into three digits today. It's been flirting between the two. I think that's testament to the strength. And you look at Do Kwon's proclamations of the growth of UST and the targets. I think there's lots of things to be incredibly excited about in the Terra space. So this club gives us all a chance to share the many passions that we all have. I'm in, as I always tell people, in 100 Discords maxed out, and I've had to really be quite ruthless in some of the ones. By the way, none of the ones that I've left have been in Terra, but you get the idea. I'm 100% Terra now and have been for quite some time. The clue's in the name. So if anyone wants to step forward and ask a question, it's a great opportunity to really kind of quiz the team at an early stage of a project that I would say has a lot of fantastic potential and is going to develop over the coming months. And don't forget as well, there are some really exciting surprises still to come on this call. So what I'll do whilst we're waiting for people to step forward, and if you're a little bit shy, that is not a problem at all. If you're in the Discord, go into the general chat, drop a question on there, and I'll pose that for the panel. But otherwise, perhaps I'll hand back now to the team to maybe share a little bit more about some of the ideas and plans that are coming up whilst we kind of wait for some more input from the floor.
Yeah, so the NFT reveal will actually be very soon. Next week we'll probably actually make the NFT reveal because we want to give the best product, the best quality product for our Nodix. So we don't want to actually rush things up in this part. So we're taking it slowly but steadily. So when they're all would be ready, as I said, I'm very excited to actually reveal them and to see the reaction that the Lunatics will have. I'll be more than happy if they'll like what's the project about. So for the next steps, after the website is ready, one thing that we will do is we'll actually create our first game on the platform. So you can connect your wallet and you can actually start playing some games, some ordinary games like blackjack or craps. So we think that before minting, those things will be already implemented on our website. And after the mint, of course, the leaderboard will be up, and shortly after the mint, the snapshot for the leaderboard will be taken and the championship will start very soon. So I think by that time, we hope that we actually reach as many Lunatics as possible, and everybody had the opportunity to vote in the Lunatic vote for their favorite community and to embrace in this new challenging environment that we're preparing. Yep. So those are things, the next steps I think we will have. Again, if anybody has any questions about it, we'll be more than happy to answer.
What I would do is I'd encourage everyone on this call or listening afterwards to go in and follow the Lunatic Clubhouse on Twitter, join the Discord, and just get involved in the discussions. Ultimately, this is a community that's going to grow organically, and every one of us has a part to play. And I think I'm personally very excited to see how how the Clubhouse develops, but also I think it can play a potentially very exciting role in the forthcoming, you know, metaverse activities that we're all aware of that are coming to Terra and beyond. And I think something that was touched upon by the team that I picked up on is that the team is also thinking cross-chain as well, which I think is really powerful, because ultimately, much though I and many of us love Terra, there are other great chains, and obviously one of the great things about Terra is we do look to bridge to those chains and really look to maximize the opportunity that kind of bridging can and will bring in terms of increased liquidity, increased interest, and I've had many good discussions in the last few weeks with people coming across from Cosmos. Obviously, ETH is a very big one, as we'd all expect. And there's a kind of cross-pollination of ideas, concepts, but also there's also an interesting crossover that I've noticed as well with the gaming community that's starting now, which is really refreshing, because I think there was certainly in certain parts of the gaming community a little bit of a resistance to NFTs. But I think when you dig beneath the surface, it's a badge, it's a membership, and it starts to bring those conversations. So what I would say is I'm a great believer in kind of leaving them wanting more. So what I would suggest is this is the first of I would expect many spaces and general sharing and feedback conversations that will be happening over the next few months. Lots more opportunities to ask the questions, and just keep your eyes peeled. There's going to be lots of really exciting developments happening here, and also input is most welcome. You know, for every new project, open doors, open ideas, and I think that's one of the things that really attracted me to have the conversations with the Lunatic Clubhouse teams. I think they're some fantastic passion, fantastic ideas, and really look forward to watching it all come together. So I think unless we get any more questions coming through in the next few moments, I'll hand back to the team, because I believe you do have one more little surprise for the group, and then we'll look to perhaps close up.
Yes, I think that I have something to say, and I want to share with the guys that actually stayed until the end here. So thank you again, Lunatix, for this. I'm actually very excited to be here in front of you, and to finally express my feelings about Luna and the team that we actually created, and the fact that we really want to create this Clubhouse for you. So another thing that we thought about, we're actually working with a third-party team that's developing, that's already developed actually a place where people can meet, and it's somehow like a metaverse. We are now working with them. This is a very insight about the Clubhouse. So one thing that we can do is actually, I think, in April, if not in this month. I hope it's going to be in this month, but for sure it's going to happen in April. All the lunatics who wants to join can actually join in the Clubhouse. So we'll actually create the Clubhouse itself on a third-party platform who we are collabing with. I can't share the name yet, but I'm sure that it's going to be very exciting. So the Clubhouse itself will be built on top of that application as well. Right now we are implementing the Web 3.0 technologies, so you can actually connect with your wallet, and we are almost there. And yes, this is a very exciting news, because one of the most underlying things was to actually connect people and to socialize. And I think with the potential collaboration that we have for this moment, I think this is going to be huge, and I can't wait to actually hang around with you guys in the Clubhouse. This is going to be an alpha version. It's not going to be the final version of the metaverse, but as in terms of just having an engagement environment where actually we can interact each other way more easily and actually have some quite unique events there, I think it's going to be awesome. And for sure, for the next event, for the grand final that we're costing, for the next campaign that we're doing, I think the final will be organized there, so everybody can join. We can actually have an event there. So yeah, I'm very excited about this. This is something that we've been working on in the last month, and it's something that we actually want to finish it this month. But again, we don't want to come to you with a product that actually does not deliver what we want to deliver. So we want to take our time with this. But if it's going to be manageable in March, we'll sure do it in March. If not, we'll do it in April. But again, I'm very excited about it. And yeah, we're actually developing the characters for the metaverse. So actually, we want to develop some Unabulls, some Gucci's that you can actually log in the Terraverse. Of course, there are some communities that we didn't reach yet, but hopefully until then we'll reach them. And again, we don't want to reach anybody, and we don't want to disturb anybody yet, since we want to grow organically, as I said. And I think those communities will actually will happen naturally. So yeah, when we have their approval as well, I hope it's going to be an amazing experience with this Terraverse that maybe we can actually call it the Clubhouse itself. And I think we can actually interact way more in this challenging environment, and people can actually interact with it. So it's a big announcement. Again, we don't say things that we can deliver. So this is something that we were actually working on. So hopefully it's going to be ready very fast, and we can actually see each other in the Clubhouse and see what happened in the messy bathroom.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Surfer Dude. So we're really excited about the metaverse. And one thing I would encourage everyone to do right now is look at our last tweet. It's a sneak peek from our collab with some dragon. We're looking to give away a rare dragon egg. And right now, I'll take a snapshot of everyone that's in the Twitter spaces, so we'll be able to give away the whitelist that we promised.
Marvelous. A rare dragon egg, not just a dragon egg. I mean, that's pretty that's a pretty impressive link up there. As I say, in the absence of any more questions, I think lots of things to take in here. Massively encourage people to come and visit the Discord, ask more questions in there. It's a friendly community. The whole idea is it's building organically. And I personally look forward to, you know, further conversations in the coming days and weeks as we see this all develop. So, good luck. And you've got my full support. I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm a massive advocate of community interaction, discussion. As someone who holds far too many NFTs, it's fair to say that I'm in lots of different communities. And I love the fact that you're kind of bringing this together in a kind of a more sort of shared environment. So what I'm going to do, really, I'm going to give the last word to Radu on behalf of the team. Just want to thank everyone who's attended tonight's space, and it will be available. The lovely folks, Finn and the team at Terra Spaces, always record the spaces that I and other people run in Terra. So if you ever want to listen back, please do look out for that. I'll personally tweet it, and I'll obviously share that with the guys at Lunatic Clubhouse. A big shout out to Finn and the team. So yes, yeah, so thank you again for asking me to host. It's a pleasure to do so, as always. Radu, last word to you, my friend.
Thank you so much for that, and thanks everyone for being here. I hope you have found it very insightful what we talked about, and as our host said, there's a lot more coming. So the last thing I'm going to tell you guys is we usually, of course, we can't make 100 announcements a day. However, we tease a lot of the stuff that we're about to do on our lore channel on the Discord. So if you guys can want to find out what we're doing, you can read that, and maybe that can give you an idea of what's coming. So I think this is something we really enjoy writing, and there's much stuff to come there, and I hope you guys enjoy that as well. So thank you everyone so much for being here and for giving us your time.
Thank you everyone, and we'll speak again soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much, guys. Hope to see you guys soon, and I'm very excited for the next steps that we are taking on, and hopefully everybody from the Twitter space will actually join our journey. So hands up, and stay tuned for more things that will happen in the Clubhouse.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Lunatic Clubhouse launch and AMA event hosted by SuperTerra, recorded on Thursday, March 10th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects, and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Digging in the dirt, trying to find the treasure. Learning how to mix this business with pleasure. I'm kicking a lecture, spitting conjecture. High as a bird while I'm flipping the gesture. Living like a jester, investing these extras. Dissecting a mess, the eagle looking headstrong. Infinitesimal, the spitting is next world. And if you don't agree, well then I'm afraid you're dead wrong. So leave the mess hall and clean your plates up. I can't believe the rest of y'all feed on makeup. Bereavement breakup to rearrange your wake up. Big ol' bloody mess like a scene from Braveheart. Driving race cars that beat the fate. It's hard to meet your maker when the features ain't marked. Trying to slide underneath the paywall. I'm afraid this motherfucker's gone AWOL.
You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and kick down your neck.
Sir, yes sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved gold?
Sir, to kill sir.
No, you're a killer.
Sir, yes sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir,
you got a war face? Ah, that's a war face. Now let me see your war face.
Living on the earth trying to mine some headspace. Give a little gift like I'm lifted dead weights. The risk of resting kicks the nest egg. Square in the nuts, y'all feel intestate. The breeze swept in, no need of resting. The least depressing, so sweet but messy. I need the best day to keep professing and hope my body doesn't leave behind a red stain. Pouring out little liquor for the dead states while the rest wait and bleed domestic. No means to gestate, breeds the best cake. Beauty on the back of the queen she just ate. So take a little dive down a K-hole while I flip the B-roll right into A-roll and make the payroll go a little further. Replace the merger with the tainted version.
I'm a snowball!
Ah, snowball, what are you doing, sir?
I'm a snowball, you're fired. Private Joker is promoted to squad leader.
By the numbers, I will teach you. Now get up, get on your feet.
Terra Spaces.